This morning on WCHL, a local church says their religious liberties have been stripped.
We did the analysis and it became very clear that this is a violation not only of the Equal Protection Clause and Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but also the First Amendment.
The rabies number in Orange County continues to climb. And a former professor says he's seen firsthand teachers and grades being steered by athletics.
Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbarilla traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, UNC returns to the Diamond with the hopes that someone will knock off Florida State. Plus, a pair of Tar Heel tennis stars are making their way through the singles competition. And
you can call it the American League Least.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbarilla's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of another nice day. Not as hot as yesterday. Our high today about 85 with a lot of sunshine, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Attorney Mark Kleinsman, who also happens to be the mayor of Chapel Hill, is representing a local church in a lawsuit against Amendment 1. The amendment bans gay marriage in North Carolina, and the United Church of Christ calls that a violation of religious liberty. Kleinsman discussed the lawsuit with WCHL's Danny Hooley.
We did the analysis, and it became very clear that this is a violation not only of the Equal Protection Clause and Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but also the First Amendment.
Mark Kleinschmidt says that he and his law partners at Tin Fulton, Walker & Owen had been talking for a long time about challenging Amendment 1 and were encouraged by the success of similar challenges across the country. Along the way, he and his partners became interested in helping churches that wanted to support their LGBT congregants. As reported recently in Chapel Hill News, Kleinschmidt is representing the United Church of Christ, as well as many individuals and pastors that are going to court to challenge Amendment 1. They say it violates the religious liberty of faith communities that wish to celebrate same-sex unions. There are two other challenges to the gay marriage ban in North Carolina, but the one Kleinschmidt is working on, which was filed April 28th in Charlotte, is the only one that mentions religious freedom. The ACLU has filed two federal lawsuits in Greensboro. The first one started as a challenge to adoption policies and then expanded to an Amendment 1 challenge after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. The second ACLU lawsuit is on behalf of families with pressing medical needs who are denied medical-related privileges that married people receive.
I think that it's important for the community and for the people of North Carolina to understand just how broad an impact it is having, not only on LGBT people, but also faith communities and the ability of couples to be able to access benefits and also the children who are part of same-sex families.
Like many opponents of Amendment 1, Kleinschmidt sees a domino effect happening in federal courts, and it makes him feel hopeful for North Carolina.
If you read some of these decisions that have come down even just this week in Pennsylvania and Oregon, you have strong language that describes what the promise of our Constitution is to the people of this country and what damage follows when a state tries to limit access to the rights of the Constitution.
He says that seeing such arguments articulated by judges in Idaho, Utah, and Oklahoma, in places he would not have expected, could cause many people to stop and reflect on their own attitudes. He says he can't imagine Amendment 1 passing with as much ease if it were on the ballot today. In a way, he says, that's already a victory.
As an attorney, you want to be able to secure the rights for your client that they are due under the Constitution, but you also want them to be able to move on when the litigation's over and live in a community that respects their pursuit of their rights and respects their exercise of their rights.
That's a slower and more difficult process than the law, says Kleinschmidt, because it means appealing to hearts as well as minds. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A rabid bat landed on a Chapel Hill woman's shoe while she was outside gardening on Monday evening. Here's Director of Orange County Animal Services, Bob Morado.
She trapped the the bat, as we would like to have happen ideally in situations of this kind, and called us to remove the bat for testing. And we submitted it to the state public health laboratory, and the lab confirmed that the bat was rabid.
It's the 13th positive test for rabies in Orange County already this year. The Orange County Health Department will determine whether the woman will need a shot to protect her from rabies. She owns a cat that could also have been in danger of exposure to the rabid bat. Fortunately, the cat is up to date on its rabies shots. If not, the consequences could have been heartbreaking for the pet's owner.
An unvaccinated animal must either be euthanized or destroyed or quarantined for up to 6 months, which usually means at a veterinary clinic at the cost of the owner. Those are requirements not only of public health, but of North Carolina general statutes. And it is a very, very difficult situation for everyone involved.
As it is, the cat will only need to be revaccinated just to be on the safe side. Murano reminds owners of cats, dogs, and ferrets in particular to keep their pets up to date with rabies vaccinations. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in a moment.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the official sponsor of Fountain Drink Season. Celebrate with an ice-cold Cruisers Fountain Drink today. Made with 100% filtered water and served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Save at Cruisers Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Briar Creek, and Powell Place all month long with special prices on Fountain Drink Combos. $1.99 with an all-beef hot dog or king-size candy. $1.49 with a Frito-Lay chip or Mrs. Freshly's snack cake. Cruisers. Good to go.
Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels wishes to thank all the sponsors of Dining for Dollars, a fundraiser that will be held June 5th at Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. We especially appreciate the support of Performance Subaru, Hickory Tavern, Silverback Asset Management, and Food Logic. You can learn more about this event by visiting chcmow.org or calling 919-942-2948. And, as usual, many thanks to WCHL for caring about our community.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:14 at WCHL. Chapel Hill resident and former University of Texas professor Wilfred Barber says he can't remain quiet any longer with evidence that athletics are steering academic choices at universities nationwide.
The conversations went something like this. Coach, three of my players were in your class this semester and really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they did not pass your course. Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0. Me. Sorry, I cannot discuss the grades of my students either on the phone or privately.
That's a segment of an article he wrote titled Favoring the Jocks. In his recollection, he writes about situations at Texas and at a North Carolina university in which student-athletes either didn't pass and a coach called him pleading for a better grade or bribing him for it. In another instance, he saw students show up his grade sheet that never took his class.
Oh, don't worry about that, Dr. Barber. That happens sometimes when people can't attend a class regularly. They just take it as an independent study course. We do this a lot for our athletes who have to stay eligible.
Stay tuned to the W. Sanchal Morning News in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We'll bring you Dr. Barber's complete story as told by Dr. Barber himself. Memorial Day will postpone Moral Monday, the well-known demonstrations against the General Assembly's annual legislative session, which kicked off last week. NAACP President Reverend William Barber announced the protests will resume on Tuesday. Barber says the protesters will return every Monday after the holiday as scheduled. Demonstrators will be ready to meet back at the Capitol at 9 a.m. for a question and answer session with members of the legislature about the issues at the forefront of the movement. Sondra Stein, president of Durham Democratic Women, plans on questioning the legislature's laws towards issues she believes are most pertinent to North Carolinians: voting ID laws, denying health care, and cuts to public education.
This legislature keeps on cutting resources and taking away from this fundamental source of enabling people to accomplish their dreams and their goals and, you know, get someplace.
Here's Carborough Alderperson Sammy Slade with his belief of the importance of continuous demonstrations against North Carolina's legislature.
As money is influencing politics in extreme ways now that the Supreme Court has opened the floodgates for money, it's even more imperative for communities to organize to counter what big money represents and speak for people, the people's values.
Stein, who also attended last week's event, looks forward to the coming weeks, which she hopes will bring change when the elections begin in November.
I hope they're listening and watching, because there were thousands of us who were out there once again on Monday night, and we'll keep coming back until we have some sign that they do care about what we're saying.
Again, Moral Monday will not take place on Monday because it's Memorial Day. Moral Monday festivities will be held on Tuesday of next week and then Mondays for the rest of the way. 617 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Traffic extremely light this morning. Volume not very heavy at all, but that situation will change, as we all know. Probably to be rather heavy today since it's Friday and the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. A lot of folks probably getting out of town today as well. So Rand Northam is in the newsroom this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic just a little while. You're going to hear from him, and he will let you know what he sees. Basically, if you know of something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL, whatever you do. Please get in touch with us safely. At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is the place that serves fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go on your way to whatever you're doing. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. It is 62 degrees right now, a little cooler than yesterday. Actually, a nice day on the way. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 85 degrees. Tonight, clear with a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. And the low tonight, around 55. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high is about 80. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 50s. On Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Sunny night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Great weather. Memorial Day on Monday, mostly clear skies with the highs in the middle 80s. We got a great Memorial Day weekend all the way as far as the weather is concerned. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We're going to get to Carolina baseball right away. Seventh seeded North Carolina's baseball team, 33-24 on the season, will be aiming to rebound from an ACC tournament pool play loss to second seed Florida State. Tar Heels face the third seed Virginia Cavaliers tonight. Cavaliers come in at 43-11. That happens under the lights at Newbridge Bank Park in Greensboro. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview of tonight's action.
The Tar Heels will need some help to make it to Sunday this year at the ACC tournament. The defending champions will have to hope the Seminoles drop both of the remaining games. But Carolina is firmly focused on taking care of what is in their own control, which is defeating the final two teams left to play in their pool. First up for head coach Mike Fox's squad will be the Cavaliers at 7 p.m. tonight. The Wahoos are also coming off a loss, a surprising 7-6 defeat at the hands of the Maryland Terrapins, hoping for one last hurrah in their ACC swan song. Coach Fox says he's been pleased with some of the relief work, especially in the NC State elimination game. He says he hopes his bullpen will build confidence moving forward.
There's some young guys, and that's what the regular season does. It gives those guys experience, and I'm proud of them coming in and, you know, pounding the strike zone and getting a couple of big strikeouts. Played such a big part in this. It was huge for our relievers to be able to come in and do that.
The Cavaliers are in the hunt for a top national seeding in the upcoming NCAA tournament. But the last time these two teams played, it was Carolina who emerged victorious on a Sunday up in Charlottesville. Tar Heel ace Trent Thornton says playing against ACC rivals always gets his team fired up.
And it's always a very intense game, and you know, that's what you want against your rivals.
Coach Fox says he'll be starting junior slinger Benton Moss on the mound Friday night. Moss has delivered streaky performances up to this point, with solid outings scattered in with rocky ones. Carolina will also be hoping reliable slugger Michael Russell recovers. His thigh injury removed him from Wednesday night's contest. The Tar Heels will likely need an impressive offensive showing to fight past the high-powered Cavaliers. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
So again, Carolina taking on Virginia tonight. You'll hear it right here on WCHL. In other ACC tournament action, Steve Wilkerson's RBI single with one out at the bottom of the ninth lifted Clemson past Miami last night, 3-2 at the Atlantic Coast Conference Baseball Tournament. John McGibbon homered to help the fifth-seeded Tigers improve to 2-0 in their three-team round-robin group. They will advance to the title game on Sunday if they beat ninth-seeded Georgia Tech today. Again, the Tigers are 36-22 on the season. Tyler Slayton led off the ninth with a walk and moved to second, and Steven Duggar's single two batters later. Wilkerson followed with a single to right field off Brian Garcia that brought home Slayton with the winning run. Dale Carey went 4-for-5 with the top-seeded Hurricanes, who are now 40-17. They fell to 1-1 at the tournament and play fourth-seed Duke on Saturday. Drew Moyer got the win in relief of starter Daniel Gossett, who struck out 8 in 8 1/3 innings. So again, that was Clemson over Miami 3-2 last night. Also, Drew Van Orden struck out 8. Duke hit 3 home runs and beating Georgia Tech 6-0 at the ACC tournament. Van Orden allowed 5 hits on Thursday to help the 4th-seeded Blue Devils improve to 1-1 in pool play of the tournament. Duke is 33-24 overall. They will face top-seeded Miami on Saturday. Best Duke baseball team in quite some time. Ben Parr allowed 2 runs on 8 hits in 5 1/3 innings for the ninth-seeded Yellow Jackets, who fell to 1-1 in round-robin play and will face 5th-seeded Clemson today. A.J. Murray had 2 hits for Georgia Tech. Ryan Dietrich homered in the 4th and finished with 4 hits for Duke. Andy Perez hit a solo homer in the 5th, and Jordan Betts, who had 3 hits, added a 2-run shot in the 7th. So again, Duke defeating Georgia Tech by a score of 6-0. UNC women's tennis stars Jamie Loeb and Haley Carter still making national noise on the courts of Athens, Georgia. Fresh off a national runner-up finish in the team competition, two of the top singles competitors in the entire NCAA are progressing along nicely in the singles championship. Top-seeded Jamie Loeb improved to 52-3 on the year with a 6-3, 6-2 win over Zoe Scandalous of USC on Thursday in second-round action. Loeb will next take on Brianna Addison of Texas today with a spot in the quarterfinals on the line. Addison will be a formidable challenge, as she is one of only 3 players to beat Loeb this season. As for number 7 Carter, she also won in straight sets 6-2, 6-2 over Arizona State's Desiree Krosick. Jenny Julian of St. Mary's will be her Friday challenger. Once again, we have Carolina baseball coming your way tonight on WCHL. Tar Heels moving on. They hope that Michael Russell will be able to provide a lot of offense tonight. They needed a lot of offense tonight if they hope to get past the Virginia Cavaliers. It's going to be tough, but we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
You got to get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point. Civic is the first car in its class to earn IIHS's Top Safety Pick Plus Award. And right now, you can drive one for just $159 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You got to get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Civic Sedan LX Automatic, $159 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total document solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. If you want to know what it's like to drive in Los Angeles, try this. Go sit in your car, start it up, but leave it in park, and stay there about 60 hours. recent study suggests that's how many hours per year drivers in Los Angeles waste when they're stuck in traffic jams. But a new traffic system is offering some hope to frustrated commuters who are at last on the move again. The story after this.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents? Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Cars are part of the culture in Los Angeles, but all those cars cause problems. Aside from the smog, they're responsible for a lot of wasted time as frustrated drivers sit and stew in traffic jams. Now, though, more and more of those cars are getting the green light, literally. Officials in L.A. have installed a new traffic system called the Automated Traffic Surveillance and Control System, or ATSAC for short. The system links together every single traffic light in the Los Angeles metro area and adjusts the timing of the lights based on input from thousands of sensors and cameras. That's 4,398 traffic lights that the system has to keep an eye on. Let's say there's a big backup on Wilshire Boulevard. The system spots it and changes the lights in the area to give it time to clear. Officials say average travel speeds are up about 13% overall, while average travel time is down about 12%. In other words, more people are getting where they want to go faster. In a city as crowded with cars as L.A., that's something. And other cities in the country are looking at the system to see if something like it would work for them. One more benefit, the less time the cars spend idling in congestion, the less they pollute. That should help clear the air as well as the roads. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Charlie Ferris from Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road, and I'm happy to announce that we're bringing the best sub sandwich on the planet to Chapel Hill North. Our customers asked and we listened. You can now enjoy the same high-quality subs and exceptional customer service you love at 1802 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill North. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather in our large outside seating area, order online at jerseymikes.com, or call us at 919-903-8946.
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with eight juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It's 61 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Pretty nice day, high today about 85 degrees, not as hot as yesterday. Tonight, clear with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the overnight low around 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 80. Saturday night, clear with a low in the middle 50s, and on Sunday, sunny with a high on the low 80s. Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, and that looks like another really good day, both Monday and Monday night. Clear skies all the way through, highs in the middle 80s, lows in the low 60s. Great weather all weekend long. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar and is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. 3,000 people are threatened by an Arizona wildfire burning between Sedona and Flagstaff. Residents are being told to be ready to evacuate. Alyssa Collins in Flagstaff takes care of large birds.
I have 30 big animals that I need to get out in time. And I just want to make sure that that code red will give me enough time to evacuate all my animals.
Fire official Danny Montoya says there's an evacuation window lasting several hours.
Should the fire push on the east side of Highway 89A, we're predicting about 4.5 hours from the time it crosses till the time it would hit Cochina Village.
There's some concern about the weather.
If we have a thunder cell sitting right over the fire, it could push fire in all directions.
11.5 square miles of burn. KPHO-TV's Lindsay Reiser says there's plenty of personnel, plus an arsenal of equipment being used to tame the fire.
They've got 20 hotshot crews, 10 Type 2 crews, 5 state crews, 50 engines, 10 water tankers, and nearly 10 helicopters working to put it out.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of sunshine on the way today and indeed all weekend. I'm Ron Stutz. Attorney Mark Kleinsmith, who also happens to be the mayor of Chapel Hill, is representing a local church in a lawsuit against Amendment 1. The amendment bans gay marriage in North Carolina, and the United Church of Christ calls that a violation of religious liberty. Kleinsmith discussed the lawsuit with WCHL's Danny Hooley.
We did the analysis and it became very clear that this is a violation not only of the Equal Protection Clause and Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution, but also the First Amendment.
Mark Kleinschmidt says that he and his law partners at Tin Fulton, Walker & Owen had been talking for a long time about challenging Amendment 1 and were encouraged by the success of similar challenges across the country. Along the way, he and his partners became interested in helping churches that wanted to support their LGBT congregants. As reported recently in Chapel Hill News, Kleinschmidt is representing the United Church of Christ, as well as many individuals and pastors that are going to court to challenge Amendment 1. They say it violates the religious liberty of faith communities that wish to celebrate same-sex unions. There are two other challenges to the gay marriage ban in North Carolina. But the one Kleinschmidt is working on, which was filed April 28th in Charlotte, is the only one that mentions religious freedom. The ACLU has filed two federal lawsuits in Greensboro. The first one started as a challenge to adoption policies and then expanded to an Amendment 1 challenge after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. The second ACLU lawsuit is on behalf of families with pressing medical needs who are denied medical-related privileges that married people receive.
I think that it's important for the community and for the people of North Carolina to understand just how broad an impact this is having, not only on LGBT people, but also faith communities and the ability of couples to be able to access benefits and also the children who are part of same-sex families.
Like many opponents of Amendment 1, Kleinschmidt sees a domino effect happening in federal courts, and it makes him feel hopeful for North Carolina.
If you read some of these decisions that have come down even just this week in Pennsylvania and Oregon, you have strong language that describes what the promise of our Constitution is to the people of this country and what damage follows when a state tries to limit access to the rights of the Constitution.
He says that seeing such arguments articulated by judges in Idaho, Utah, and Oklahoma, in places he would not have expected, could cause many people to stop and reflect on their own attitudes. He says he can't imagine Amendment 1 passing with as much ease if it were on the ballot today. In a way, he says, that's already a victory.
As an attorney, you know, you want to be able to secure the rights for your client that they are due under the Constitution, but you also want them to be able to move on when the litigation's over and live in a community that respects their pursuit of their rights and respects their exercise of their rights.
That's a slower and more difficult process than the law, says Kleinschmidt, because it means appealing to hearts as well as minds. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill resident and former University of Texas professor Wilfred Barber says he cannot remain quiet any longer with evidence that athletics are steering academic choices at universities nationwide.
The conversations went something like this. Coach, three of my players were in your class this semester and really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, they did not pass your course. Is there something we can do to help them get a passing grade? Their scholarship hinges on their keeping a minimum GPA of 2.0. Me. Sorry, I cannot discuss the grades of my students either on the phone or privately.
That's a segment of an article he wrote titled Favoring the Jocks. In his recollection, he writes about situations at Texas and at a North Carolina university in which student-athletes either didn't pass and a coach called him, pleading for a better grade or bribing him for it. In another instance, he saw students show up on his grade sheet that never took his class.
Oh, don't worry about that, Dr. Barber. That happens sometimes when people can't attend a class regularly. They just take it as an independent study course. We do this a lot for our athletes who have to stay eligible.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We'll bring you Dr. Barber's complete story, as told by Dr. Barber himself. Securities officials at the North Carolina Secretary of State's office have revoked State Senator Tom Goolsbee's privileges to work as an investment advisor. In a press release issued yesterday morning, officials announced that Goolsbee and his partner James Upham are now barred from engaging in any practice involving securities or financial services business in North Carolina. That's a quote. Goolsbee and Upham are also banned from reapplying for registration as investment advisors for the next 10 years. Those restrictions are part of a consent order against Empowered Investment Incorporated, a company they own. The Secretary of State's office says that the company failed to invest clients' money as advertised, which resulted in greater losses. 10 people sued Goolsbee and Upham for financial fraud last year. The matter was voluntarily dismissed by the plaintiffs, who sought arbitration instead. Goolsbee, a Republican state senator from New Hanover County, announced in January that he would not seek re-election to the state Senate. In the Senate, he's best known for sponsoring a successful repeal of the state's Racial Justice Act for defendants facing the death penalty. He's also famous for referring to Moral Mondays as Moron Mondays in an editorial for the Chatham Journal. A rabid bat landed on a Chapel Hill woman's shoe while she was outside gardening on Monday evening. Here's Director of Orange County Animal Services, Bob Morato.
She trapped the bat, as we would like to have happen ideally in situations of this kind, and called us to remove the bat for testing. And we submitted it to the state public health laboratory, and the lab confirmed that the bat was rabid.
It's the 13th positive test for rabies in Orange County already this year. The Orange County Health Department will determine whether the woman will need a shot to protect her from rabies. She owns a cat also that could have been in danger of exposure to the rabid bat. Fortunately, the cat was up to date on its rabies shot. If not, the consequences could have been very tough for the owner of the pet.
An unvaccinated animal must either be euthanized or destroyed or quarantined for up to 6 months, which usually means at a veterinary clinic at the cost of the owner. Those are requirements not only of public health, but of North Carolina general statutes. And it is a very, very difficult situation for everyone involved.
As it is, the cat will only need to be revaccinated just to be on the safe side. Morato reminds owners of cats, dogs, and ferrets in particular to keep their pets up to date with rabies vaccinations. North Carolina's largest teacher group is unhappy with Governor Pat McCrory's budget because it didn't contain raises for the longest-serving instructors. The North Carolina Association of Education, estimated Thursday 1,500 teachers and instructional personnel with at least 37 years' experience would get no increase under last week's proposal. Other teachers would get raises from about 2% to more than 7%. NCAE President Rodney Ellis says the governor is putting the most experienced teachers at the bottom of his priority list. McCrory's education advisor says the budget funds the salary schedule in its current form, which keeps the most experienced at the same base salaries. Eric Gukian says these teachers also get higher pay for longevity and advanced degrees. The governor also says he wants a pay schedule overhaul. Governor McCrory has proposed changes to North Carolina's film tax credit program that his administration says will cost the state much less than the current incentives program set to expire at year's end. Details on film credit changes sought by McCrory were released late Thursday as senators officially filed his budget bill on his behalf. The current law gives a 25% refund to productions that spend more than $250,000, with a payout cap of $20 million for most productions. The proposal would cap the payout at $6 million, but attempt to link the credits closer to film-related jobs. The bill also would create a new credit to encourage construction of permanent production facilities in North Carolina. Others want film credits repealed or the current incentives made permanent. North Carolina is finalizing this month's primary election results and setting up a second round of voting for July in counties where candidates couldn't claim victory in the initial round. A state elections board yesterday approved the results of the May 6th primary elections. It's official now. Spokesman Josh Lawson says none of the 19 contests facing July 15th runoffs are for state wide office, so just 37 counties will have a second round of voting. The most high-profile case for us, of course, is the race for sheriff in Orange County. There's a runoff there. Highest-profile runoffs pit Democrat Josh Brannon against Gardenia Henley in the 5th Congressional District and Phil Berger Jr. versus Mark Walker in the 6th District Republican race. The Elections Board denied an appeal by Bruce Davis, who alleged votes were miscounted in his loss to Laura Field in the 6th District Democratic race. WCHL News Time, 641. Coming up next, Fred Black is upset. He says our local school officials should be ashamed. And that is on the way next in today's commentary, followed by Inside Carolina Athletics.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have three convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. We would like to congratulate all those graduates out there with some great diploma framing deals. Our beautiful UNC diploma frames are on sale now for $125. Even the student stores and downtown shops can't beat that. And don't fret if you want to pick out your own custom order or match another school's colors. We're offering 20% off all diploma and certificate framing the entire month of May. Only at The Print Shop. For over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
61 degrees in Chapel Hill, beginning of another great day. Lots of sunshine today. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. 643 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. Federal law establishes Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, and it is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of our country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. Many communities have activities and programs to honor those who made this ultimate sacrifice, and ours is no different. Sadly, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools will not observe Memorial Day 2014. To say that bad weather this winter is is the cause is disingenuous. The cause is that the school board put Memorial Day on their list of makeup days in the first place. The staff that recommended this and the board members who accepted it without comment should be ashamed. All around us, other districts found a way to preserve Memorial Day, and they had the same bad weather and are governed by the same North Carolina laws. To say that teachers will talk to students about Memorial Day ignores the fact that it's not just students impacted. It's everyone else who will work that day because of this decision, and many families and programs are affected. And for what it's worth, I hope if some instruction is provided, students will be educated on the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I know there are those who might say school on Memorial Day is no big deal. Well, giving your life for your country is a big deal, and our day of honoring those who did it should never, ever be on a list of makeup days again. This is disrespectful. This is embarrassing. This is a total fail. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team gets back on the diamond tonight in Greensboro at the ACC tournament and will take on the Virginia Cavaliers. Both teams are 0-1 in pool play, and so this could be a decisive game for these teams if they hope to advance into Sunday's championship. The Tar Heels dropped an earlier matchup to Florida State, while Virginia, for the first time this year, has dropped back-to-back games as the Cavs lost the regular season finale to Wake Forest by a score of 4-3, and then just yesterday it was Maryland edging the Cavs by a score of 7-6. As the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, discusses here, pitching will be big, and the Tar Heels hope to have plenty of arms.
You know, we didn't have to use Trainer. We didn't use Trainer tonight, didn't use Kelly tonight. Obviously, Hovis got some rest. You know, Moss gets another day's rest, which is what we wanted, two more days' rest. So, I mean, hopefully we'll get some of our pitching back for Friday and Saturday and make a run and, you know, try to win the next two games.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
In other Carolina sports news, former Tar Heel defensive back Dre Bly is one of 14 members of the 2014 College Football Hall of Fame class. Bly played at Carolina from 1996 until 1998, helping the Tar Heels to back-to-back top 10 finishes and three consecutive bowl victories.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Certainly congratulatory wishes go out to Dre Bly. It's a great honor. 648 at WCHL. And a reminder, again, Carolina baseball coming your way tonight. Tar Heels taking on the Virginia Cavaliers. You can hear it on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, followed by celebrity birthdays and Freddie Kiger. Has a trivia quiz on the way.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is John Nieder, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what John had to say.
One of the greatest assets that Cedars has are the members. The members have varied backgrounds. They're very interesting. They're very friendly. and we provide support for each other. Also, we socialize with our fellow members at dinner time, and it's great to have dinner with different people, talk about different subjects that they're interested in, that we're interested in. So the socialization that's provided by sharing dinners together is a wonderful feature of CEDARS. Another aspect of CEDARS that we like very much is the support. We feel the support is there in case we need it. Just knowing that it's there is very reassuring.
Thanks, John. To learn more about the CEDARS lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, everybody with the warmer weather's been trying to get to work earlier the last few weeks or so.
Yeah.
Traffic's been a little slower on 15501 and NC54, but Friday, well, just sleep in a little bit because it's about to be a long weekend too. So get the most out of it you can. Looks like things are moving smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
A long Memorial Day weekend coming up. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Just about a 0% chance once we get through today of any precipitation.
I know. I love it.
Sounds outstanding.
Yeah, and not too hot either.
Yeah.
And really, really nice.
I'm going to enjoy it. That's for sure.
Hey, listen, you look all good today.
Thank you very much.
You got your blue shirt on and your matching tie and just, gosh, well coordinated as always.
Well, I love your Friday flowers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's very nice.
I felt like, you know, it takes a certain kind of mood to want to wear this shirt. And I was in that mood this morning.
I would believe that.
That's good.
Hey, that's great.
I'm going to wear this shirt today. So, hey, listen, we'll talk to you in just a little while.
All righty.
Ran north of WCHL. And Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 out at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Nice, 61 degrees, partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high today in the middle 80s. Tonight clear, still got that 20% chance of rain, and the low tonight in the middle 50s. But as Rand said, tomorrow all sunshine, high 80. Tomorrow night clear, low in the mid 50s. Sunday sunny with a high in the low 80s. On Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Nice Memorial Day weekend weather. And it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Get some on your way to wherever you're going. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL, and let's get to the list. Got a long list here. Bluegrass singer Mack Wiseman is 89 years old. Actress Joan Collins, 81. Actor Charles Kimbrough, 78. International Tennis Hall of Famer John Newcomb is 70 today. Country singer Misty Morgan is 69. Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler is 60 years old today. Now, that's hard to believe. Actor, comedian, game show host Drew Carey, 56. Actress, model Karen Duffy, 53. Singer Maxwell, 41. Singer Jewel is 40. Game show contestant Ken Jennings is 40. And actor, comedian Tim Robinson on Saturday Night Live is where he got famous. He's 33 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating their birthdays today. Josh Gerlitz. Happy birthday, Josh. Linda Smith, Elizabeth Amend, William Ewald, Susan Morris, Sue Clapper, Nan Vanderpy, Robert Roskind, Regina Wyatt, Matthew Levitt, Dorothea Jones, Barbara Hamlet, Mary Andrews, Tamsie Stokes, John Kaworgi, Mary Beck, all celebrating birthdays. Zeke Smith, who used to work here at WCHL and now lives in England, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Zeke, across the pond. George Hendenock, local musician, has a birthday today. Beth Prostrelski over in Durham has a birthday. Happy birthday, Beth. And our birthday winner of the day is Sarah Blackland. Sarah Blackland, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. They're going to love you. Sarah Blackland, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
97.9 FM, 1360 AM at WCHL. Time for your trivia question. Heading into the weekend, got to make it a good one.
Yep, ACC baseball tournament continues, and I'll be up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wave at you.
You will.
Yep.
We look for you in your
sweater vest. I guess we won't. Not this time of year.
Day.
You always do that for basketball.
Yeah.
Wearing a sleeveless
sweater. I'm not sure Mom's going to be checking out Fox Sports South in baseball.
Probably not.
Yeah.
My guess would be no.
No.
Well,
she was a good mom. She always comes see me play, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was always exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a flashy player, man.
I wasn't bad.
Yeah.
For a skinny white boy.
Like little Louis Aparicio at their shortstop.
Yeah, shortstop. Yeah, many moons. Well, we played together.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yep. With Dragan.
Not as long ago as we're talking.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
Yeah, Dragan Mihalovic. Well, the Yugoslavian, I can't call him the Yugoslavian Flash.
Serbian.
Because I call Lauren Stafford the South African Flash.
Exactly.
And that would make sense. But, you know, Yugoslavia, love Dragan.
Yeah, well, Dragan's still up in Stamford, Connecticut with 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Has done well.
Yes, he has. From his beginnings here at WCHL.
That's correct.
We're going to count down the kickoff.
We all started at the same time.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I do one more latitude, longitude?
If you must.
Please. One more latitude, longitude, guys. I'm sorry. I kind of got wound up on this. I was studying like a map, and it was interesting.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready? Where in the world? Would you be if you were at 0 degrees latitude and 0 degrees longitude? We'll take the ocean or closest continent. So I'm not even asking you for a country. We'll take the ocean or the closest continent that you would be in if you were at 0 degrees latitude and 0 degrees longitude.
I do not know the answer to that. I'll think about it, but I'm not likely to come up with
Planet anything. Earth will not be acceptable. Got to be a little more specific than that. But
well, thank you.
Whip out those atlas. Uh-huh. Pull the car off and go to Google and type in 0 degrees latitude, 0 degrees longitude, and phone us up, because if you do, you're going to be able to go to the longitude and latitude of
cruisers,
where you are good to go for that $10 gift certificate.
That'll buy you a whole lot of 79-cent fountain drinks.
Yeah, maybe even a pocket atlas.
That's exactly right.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know very well that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Eric had to say about his performance experience.
The staff were extremely helpful and more than willing to go the extra mile to help us in any way. They communicated regularly with us to ensure that they were doing everything they could to make our experience the best possible. Overall, a wonderful experience.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our Memorial Day all month long event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Check out the Memorial Day Road Trip Special that includes an oil change, car wash, and 27-point inspection for a wow value. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
658 at WCHL. Freddie, I don't know the answer to that question. You're at zero longitude and zero latitude.
Yeah, so in other words, you're on the equator.
Yeah.
The equator, and you're at, like, going straight south from Greenwich, England, where zero longitude is.
Uh-huh.
It's where the prime meridian and the equator intersect, and you are, well, we wouldn't ask for you for this.
The Azores. No.
You know what? But that was the correct zero was about the most I got out of the Azores there, too.
That's exactly right.
Zero and zero.
It's a private joke, folks.
Yeah. All right. You would be in the Gulf of Guinea.
Gulf of Guinea.
In the Atlantic Ocean.
No, I wouldn't.
380 miles south of Ghana.
I wouldn't want
and
to go
And 670 miles west of Gabon.
And you're just off the coast of Africa. Perry Hinkle called in with the answer to the question this morning. And Perry Hinkle gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, absolutely beautiful all weekend long. 61 degrees right now, partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. Our high today about 85. Tonight, slight chance of rain with a low 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 80. Great weather on Sunday and Monday as well.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The electric chair is making a comeback. Governor Bill Haslam has signed a bill giving Tennessee prison officials the option of electrocution if they can't find drugs for a lethal injection, a problem many states have been having. One of the bill's sponsors, Representative Dennis Powers, says the state has